I felt in all the games we've been progressing well as a team, and gradually sort of getting that group team cohesion, and we try and continue to try and do the same against a very, very good QPR team tomorrow.
And one of the big talking points the other night was the formation. Are we likely to see more of that, do you think, moving forward through the season?
I think I remember me saying at the start when, I got in the role about different players for different games, different formations for different games, and we've got to be flexible, we've got to be adaptable here at West Bromwich Albion. It's something that we're just trying to bring here to the football club. And I think probably people saw a different shape the other night, and different personnel in different positions. And it's something that you look at in regards for the season ahead. Whether or not we'll apply it on Saturday or for whatever game, it's just nice to know that you've got these shapes and systems and players that are adaptable in positions, that come what you can make adjustments, slight adjustments to how you see fit for any particular game. We did that the other night at Luton. I thought we did well in it. I thought it was a great workout. I thought Luton were good, but I thought the youngsters what stepped in, applied themselves right and took the game on. And I thought the seniors what was with them gave them the experience what they need, but they too got a good run in there. So Boaz Myhill, James Morrison, Hal Robson, I thought they were fantastic on the night, and then the youngsters what came along with them put in a good team performance. So I was pleased with the win, and obviously pleased with the clean sheet.
But with the group of players you've got, the personnel within it, 3-4-1-2 looks like a pretty decent fit. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was on the night and Tuesday night against Luton, and we looked at it. We had some time, we had a little bit of time to work on it, so we looked at it. But obviously, the players' intelligence, what will let it work really in terms of that, we can give them the format and the formation and everything else. But the players have got to have the intelligence to make it work as well. So those two combined. We had a good look at it on Tuesday, and that, and it worked. And obviously you guys have picked it up and looked at the performance, and it was a positive one in the right manner. So very, very pleased with that. The game against QPR will be a very, very different one tomorrow. When, as I said, we'll analyse and look at them, and then we'll come together as a group and look at what's the best way going forward for us all in terms of another tough game.
Just clarify the right back situation for us. Alan Neom is on his way out, is that right?
Alan Neom's had an opportunity to go on, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity for Alan. I think it's all but nearly done. It's not been confirmed as yet, but he's having extended talks. And if it is, to be the case, then we wish Alan all the success going forward, because he's been a wonderful player here at West Bromwich Albion Football Club, and the fans and everybody here have taken to his playing style and him and his personality. So he's done really, really well for us here, Alan. But the opportunity to go and experience football elsewhere was too much for him, and the offer was right for the football club. So if it is to be, then we wish Alan every success going forward.
Just to clarify, it's Leganés in Spain, in La Liga, which might suit his style maybe a bit more, do you think, than the championship in this country?
Yeah, I mean, he's been there. He's been in La Liga before, so he understands it. As I said, the offer came into the club and it was the right one. And he wanted to go and play his football. So, we wish Alan really well, and hopefully he'll make a success of it, and that's where it is. So, but we just move on. We look to the team now and focus on the game this Saturday.
Are you still looking to strengthen at right back now with Alan having moved on?
Yeah, right back is a position that we are looking to strengthen, as is other areas in the team. We're looking to strengthen, and as I said, Rob, if those right players come up and come available, that we see to move this club forward, then we'll be very much interested in them. Until then, we just focus on the game, and put all our energies into the match on Saturday.
But as far as you're aware, nothing's close regarding that recruitment at the moment, no?
No, not at the moment. We have targets in mind, but as close as they are, they're still far, because until they put pen to paper, as you know, in this industry, they're not signed until they're signed.
And I've asked you about this for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Craig Dawson, the latest situation with him, is he likely to be involved in the QPR game, would you say?
Dawson's fit. That we, like I said, the whole squad's fit. They're back in training. Everybody's fit. And as the weeks are going by, I said earlier that Dawson's getting ever stronger and fitter. And I can say that this week he's looking even stronger and fitter again. Whether or not he's in the team, all I can just say is available for selection, and we'll look at the team and we'll try and select the right team that we feel is going to get the right performance that we're looking for tomorrow, really. And Dawson's part of that, really, as is the rest of the squad, because I've got a clean bill of health.
And is his head in the right place now, would you say?
Yeah, Dawson's been fine. As I said, you know, he's the ultimate professional. He's gone about his business in the right manner. He's trained properly. He's done everything what's been asked of him. And he is the model pro. I can really say that. I get the advantage of expressing that to everybody, because I work with him on a day-to-day basis. And he is the model pro, and ever a bit more so. And he's ready to play football. So, you know, great to have him up to speed and back to full fitness.
And Nasser Chadli, is he not too far away either?
Yeah, Chad's as well. He's come back in from World Cup duties. And again, you know, Nasser's looked a lot more stronger this week than he did last week. So that can only be well for West Bromwich Albion Football Club to have those two players of that calibre and stature available and back in the team for selection.